where in the Bible will I find preaching the gospel foolishness? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. When the Apostle Paul preached the gospel to the corrupt citizens of Corinth, he was confronted with not only the moral evil in that area, but also opposition from some of the highest educated among the Greeks, who were dedicated to a philosophical approach to life, in which they prided themselves in their ability to solve the problems of life by human reasoning and worldly philosophy. Paul is not condemning education, but is showing that philosophy will not save even one soul, that the gospel is God's power to save, Romans 1:16. God's plan, through the gospel, revealed the foolishness of their system and exhibited the utter emptiness of all schemes men may devise for salvation. Paul referred to the foolishness of preaching in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21, not to say that the preaching is foolish, but to point out that what men regard as foolishness is really God's way of saving the world. The foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. God chose the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame them that are wise. 1 Corinthians 1, 25-27. The wise, the mighty, and the noble are those who prefer worldly systems to the gospel. Few, indeed, of such classes ever obey the gospel. Those who achieve prominence in the world today, the fabulously rich, the governors, presidents, and all those in political offices, of all of those, very few are Christians. Such men have little respect for the simple gospel. Further, those of us who are in the church are such as are regarded by the world as foolish, weak, base, ignorant. And the gospel we honor, they regard as contemptible. Earthly wisdom has been utilized for centuries in an effort to resolve the problems of life, but without success. And it has been utterly unable to bring peace and happiness to the world. It is surely time for men to turn away from their own vain systems and to embrace the gospel, the only way to obtain peace and happiness here in this life and hereafter in that eternal life in heaven.